It's time for another Moments for Moms, and now we're in March, and you wouldn't know it from being outside, but March is the season of spring and spring break. And so this month, we're going to be looking at different aspects of spring break, going to the beach, going to the lake, relaxing, spending time together, hopefully so that we can apply those illustrations to things that we need to learn about our marriage and our relationships. So with this umbrella, we need protection. And so today I'm talking about having a safe place where we and our spouse can get to know each other and be vulnerable and uncover a lot of the things that we may have been stuffing for a long period of time. We can't do it when things are too hot, so this is good for shade. And we always can't do it when we're soaking wet and agitated. So this is the illustration. To have a safe place, it needs to be cool and it needs to be dry. And when you go to the beach, you tend to bring a bucket so that you can build sandcastles. Do you know there are educational videos on how to build professional sandcastles? I watched several of them. They are amazing. You know, they have a toolbox that they recommend that you take if you're making these sandcastles. And I never have been that extravagant with it, but I thought there were some pretty good illustrations for what we could use. The purpose of a bucket is to be able to carry things and keep them together, whether it's the sand or the water or the tools. I think the bucket illustrates the connectedness in marriage. We're in it together. So when it comes to our emotions, it's not just my emotions and his emotions, my overt emotions, his hidden emotions. It's our emotions and how they fit together. So when I'm having a meltdown, he's involved in the meltdown. And when he's holding back, it's hurting me. So we need to remember that this is about us, the bucket. We bring tools like a shovel, and a shovel unearths things. In our safe place, we need to be able to unearth the problems that are rooted underneath whatever the behavior is that we're trying to hide. There are many ways that we can hide our own emotions, but we can play games and be very destructive. Covering things up is not good. We've got to unearth them in order for us to get better. Multiple tools are needed in creating a masterpiece. And so this not only gets the roots up, but it can make indentations or patterns in the castle or whatever it is that you're building. And believe it or not, the way that we treat our husband puts an imprint on him. And it can be a positive imprint or it can be a negative one. But just the way we treat them day to day can either scar them or make them beautiful. So we need to be careful with the tools that we yield, which namely is our tongue. This is a tool that I learned on the video for smoothing things out. It's not a harsh brush, it's very smooth. And it can get things off the top when you're cutting things and making intricate, beautiful things. It gets them off so it makes it nice and smooth. We definitely need to take the lead in smoothing out the rough spots in our marriage. We definitely do. This is for watering. And when the sand gets dry, it crumbles. And so we need to take very good care of watering and caring for our marriage. And so we need to be diligent to always be ready to do it and to be able to do it in a helpful way. There's a time when we just need to pour it on. Maybe it's going and getting in the shower. Just pour it on. But there are other times when we need to be very delicate. And this is where the spray bottle comes in handy. It's just bringing a mist of moisture to kind of disarm the tension and to make things hold together better. But in each of these instances, there's something that we can do to make the safe place better so that we can heal and get to know each other. This is what I brought to illustrate the fun of your sexual intimacy. You stick that in your bucket, it's always a resource. You never know when you're gonna need it. But I'm telling you, it's better than the umbrella, it's better than the shovel, it's even better than the spray bottle. Don't forget this. So, if we're building a fort or a moat in your sandcastle, a moat or a wall around the fort is meant to protect. And so safety is having boundaries. Like I mentioned, we're in the bucket together. It's having boundaries that can help you to feel secure and committed to each other. Because if you're like me, day to day, I go up and down on how I feel about the way David feels about me. He doesn't go through that, but I do. moment by moment. Is he mad at me? Is he disappointed? Did I just have bad breath? I'm always thinking those kind of things. And the boundaries are things that we can look at and say, this is real, this is true, this is secure. And I think there are four ideas I had for the four walls of the boundary. One of them is we need to have the wall of compassion. And you know, your husband has probably shown compassion to you, but we are not here to force compassion on our husband. We're here to do what we can to make our marriage a safe place, so we need to be the givers of compassion. So one of the walls has to be having a compassionate heart, which means having empathy, being able to look at them as a flawed, insecure human being just like you are, and to have mercy on him. Instead of thinking the worst, think the best. Cheer for him like you would for your child. Don't come down on him so hard. The other one is trust. There's a lot that we can do to promote trust, and it's very easy to destroy it. So a lot of this has to do with the way we spend our time and the things that come out of our mouth. If a husband opens his mouth for the first time to tell you something internally important to him, and we dismiss it or ridicule it, trust is broken. It's not safe. It's like a wave from the ocean has washed up and melted that side of the wall. So we need to do all we can to be trustworthy in the way that we respond to the words that he tells us, and to be worthy of his trust in any other area of our life. Priority is a big one, and this is hard, especially when we get distracted, especially with spring break and all those other things. But we need to make our husbands our priority. We've talked about when he comes home from work. We can do things to create a protective wall for our husband when he walks in the door. We can try to organize our time. We can coach the children. We can dress in something special. We can leave a little note. Whatever it is, we can call him before he comes home. Something to prepare him and let him know that he's a priority. You're excited about him coming home, and your actions show it. And the last wall is the wall of acceptance. And I've just been thinking this week about my relationship with David and how insecure I am, but how vitally important my acceptance of him is. And, you know, it's so easy if you're mad at him about something, if he's disappointed you in one way or another, it's so easy to move that into a sneer of disapproval. So that even if he sneezes, you think, well, he's so lazy, or well, he just doesn't pay attention to me, or whatever. And so we in accepting him, we've got to get rid of the roots of bitterness, which can be a problem with our own emotions. Get rid of those and be affirming and acknowledge that he is a special person. You've committed to him, and you're going to be with him through the long haul.